Woo-wee! Things are flowing now. Holy cow. Today I'm going to be talking with you about a lot of things in human design, and I have a special offer that has come through out of my second line hermit finishing, my individual circuitry coming on board with that pulse of knowing that I love so much, my root pulse being energized, and my emotional authority walking me all the way through to clarity. Which, I gotta tell you on this one, has taken months and months and months. This episode is me working and living my design out loud for you to follow along. And I am going to relate it to your business and your offers and how you can use your design intentionally as well. Strap in. 2 years ago, as a family, we went through something very intense. I'll say it like that, very intense. And that something has impacted us financially to a degree that we never could have prepared ourselves for. And that's going to happen in life. No matter how well you live your human design, no matter how great your business is, no matter any of those things, we are all going to face times in life that bring us to our knees. And this last 2 years has been that for me. Now, I'm going to pepper in a little bit of astrology here because I think it's relevant to the conversation. I am a Taurus. I have a Cancer moon and I'm a Libra rising. And if you know anything about astrology, and if you don't, I'll just give you the Coles notes on it here. Don't worry. You won't be left behind. You know that as Tauruses, we have been through an 8-year transit with Uranus transiting our sign. Uranus is the planet of whoosh, combustion. Why am I saying whoosh so much? Combustion. What isn't for you has to leave. I have so many stories, so many client stories and my own personal story of my Uranus opposition that I didn't know was my Uranus opposition at the time because I didn't know human design. Absolutely removing something from someone's life, from my own life, that couldn't stand, that was in the way of the expansion. It's crazy how it happens. And people often fear it because, let's face it, we like to hold on to things. We don't want things to change sometimes. But it's a powerful, powerful energy. And it has been this destructive force, shall we say, throughout the Taurus chart for 8 years. And I didn't realize that not everybody was living like that. I didn't realize that there was actually a lot happening in my life, like deaths, and businesses forming and dropping, and relationships, and all of the things, like so many big things. I could write a book just on that. And then in the last 2 years, holy hell, the stuff that we have been through. And it's okay. It's all okay, because if we didn't have those times, we wouldn't be able to appreciate the better times. So over the last several months, we've been thinking of making some pretty radical financial decisions in our lives. If you follow me along on social media at all, you know that I love my cottage. 7 years ago, we were blessed to be in the right place at the right time, in the right position to purchase a lakefront property. It is a cottage. It is not a resort. It is not a fancy, smanchy place. It is a place where you sweep the floor at the end of the day and you call it a day. It is my favorite place in the world, on a quiet lake in Ontario. And I think that a lot of the reason that we bought it was to get through this last 7 years that we've been in. We bought it right at the cusp, right before the market exploded in our area. Like I said, super duper blessed. And for the last few months, we've been thinking, is it time to sell? Should we Airbnb it? Is there something else for us? Last summer, I talked a little bit about doing retreats there. And then I completely forgot about that. It kind of went out of my mind. So we've been in this place of trying to make this decision that would definitely help financially. As an emotional authority, it's really important for me to feel my way through things and to not make those knee-jerk decisions that I used to make in my life all the time. And it's uncomfortable. So many times in the human design space, we hear this, wait out the wave, wait for your wave. What does that even mean? If you're an emotional authority in human design, when you look at your human design chart, the bottom triangle on the right-hand side, the bigger triangle on the bottom right, that is your emotional authority. It will be colored in. And for you, no matter what else is in your design, it means that you need to take time with decisions. I've spoken about this on the podcast before, where a lot of times you'll hear in the human design space that if ever it's a no, it has to be a no. And I'm going to call BS on that, because if I had to do that, say no to everything that was a no at any point, I would never do anything, because there's always going to be a no. Nothing drives me crazier in my design than my emotional authority. I'm up and I'm down and I'm yes and I'm no and I'm back and I'm forth. And it's been like that with this decision. But what I have found through my lived experience is the best way to make a decision with my emotional authority is to get in it. Get in it and actively be doing something. Don't be sitting on the sidelines just waiting for some fictitious clarity to come through you. Get in it. Your job is to feel your way through. And to feel your way through, you have to be in it. So the cottage situation. I live in Ontario, Ontario, Canada. It's cold here for a long time. And so we weren't at the cottage at all because it's closed for the winter. We went up to open it up this weekend. And I love that day. Sawyer always does it with me. My oldest granddaughter, she has always done it with me. And I love that day. It is so fun. And this cottage opening day was the most painful thing that I have been through in a long time. We had a hot water issue. We had issues with stuff being left there for the winter that shouldn't have been left there. We had issues with a window. Like, it just went on and on. An electrical issue, just a fuse thing. But still, it was like beyond my capabilities to figure out this fuse. I had to call my son, who's an electrician. And it was so much frustration. The frustration just built and built and built and built and built. And I'm like, I'm done. I'm done. That's it. That's it. I'm done. We're selling this thing. And then Sawyer and I had a beautiful evening there. She loves to be told stories as she's going to sleep. And we just cozied up. It was still cold, so we cozied up under all the blankets. And it's the most magical place to spend an evening because it's silent. So quiet. You hear the odd animal, but you don't hear traffic. None of that stuff. It's just so serene. We had this beautiful sleep. We were up at 2 a.m. talking for a little bit. It was just super fun. And the next day, as I woke up and I looked around, I had been taking a bunch of stuff out. It was never a cluttered place, but taking stuff out that was extra in case we Airbnb'd, in case we sold, whatever we were going to do. And I'm looking around and I'm thinking, you know, this would be a great place to Airbnb. I'm just not sure I'm ready to get rid of it. And I'm still just not sure I'm going to get rid of it. It just doesn't feel like the right thing to do. And notice my language says feel. My emotional authority is feeling into this decision with everything that's in me. I'm not thinking. I mean, I'm thinking, but I'm not focused and staying in my head and spinning my wheels. I'm in my body feeling what it feels like. So I come home last night and Pete and I have been in this conversation, like I said, for months. Every different angle, conversing it, and then I feel, and then we converse, and then I feel, and it's back and forth, and I'm sure it must be exhausting for him as a sacral authority to listen to this nonsense from me and to have to be patient with this as I feel my way through it. But then this morning, as I'm walking, I'm going to backtrack a little bit more here with you. Just bear with me, please. I'm a second line in human design, as I said in the last episode, if you haven't listened. And I have been in a long, long hermit, an intense hermit, shall we say. It just feels bigger than other hermits. And then I've had this emotional processing going on. I don't think I've been in like a low necessarily of a wave, but I've just had all of this stuff percolating through my emotional system, feeling my way through. And I have individual circuitry in my design. My conscious sun is individual, gate 8. And my root pulse operates with my gate 60. Which is all about innovation, mutation, adaptation. It's knowing energy. And I can go along for big periods of time where I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. It drives me crazy. Doesn't it drive you crazy when you don't know, when you can't figure something out? I don't want to be figuring something out in my head. I want to be feeling it in my body. And this gate 60 energy just whoosh, comes on. Bam, it's there. And I know what it is. Now, I don't believe that anything in your human design is just one thing. I don't believe you can just look at, well, I'm a manifesting generator, so this, I'm a projector, so that, I'm a third line, so that, I'm a fifth line, so that. It all layers upon itself. Over the hundreds, maybe even over 1,000 designs that I have looked at this point in my business, they paint a picture. They paint a picture in layers. Yes, there will always be a place, at least one, in your design where there's a conundrum, where there's something that is like, oh gosh, she's this, but she's this. There's your edge to work with throughout your whole freaking life. But the rest of your design, it is going to layer on itself in the most beautiful way. And every layer of that leads you closer to yourself. That is the gift of your human design. So for me, it has been this second line hermit, this emotional processing, this innovative energy that just came on board. I had no earthly idea what we were going to do with that cottage when I went to bed last night. And this morning, today is Sunday at the time of this recording, and I went for a walk. How many ideas come through you when you are not working? Do you give yourself the space to not work? I do what the kids now call raw dogging it. We used to have a different meaning for that back in the day, but raw dogging it. I go 90s style. No phone, no electronics on my walk, just me and nature. So much can come through when we give ourselves space. And what came through for me today is for you. If you feel like you can never get clear on what you're here to do and to get your business right, and believe me, if you're listening on the podcast, that is in air quotes. If you know you do good work, you have client results to prove it, but it's just not at the scale that you know that it should be. You're not bringing in the money that you could be. You don't have the steady clients that you should, again, in air quotes, have. Something is off. Then this that came through is for you. About a year ago, I put out a call that I was going to do retreats at the cottage, private retreats at the cottage, to work on your business, your content, your messaging. And I didn't really do any more about it than mention it on the podcast and do a post about it. And it came through really strongly for me again today. I'm going to walk you through how this offer came through, what it is, not just so that you can get it if it's for you, so you can get a seat if it's for you, but also so you can see how this works in my design and apply it to your own design. I studied human design with Karen Curry Parker. I've done a lot of other stuff as well with Ra and BG5 and all those things, but originally it was with Karen Curry Parker. And in my final strategy session with her, she said, Vicky, you are the skeleton key for business. If you had the guts to do it, you would be charging $1,500 an hour. And people would just come in and they would get everything they need in that one session and be done. Now, in my own human design, this follows my quad right programming. So quad right is the variable that I have. The variable that you have is the arrows around your head center. And it's a really advanced piece of human design. But for quad rights, we are best when people pull things out of us. We have all of this knowledge in our heads that we don't even know what's there. And when the person asks the question, boom, it's all there for you. And I think that that's what she saw in me, even though she doesn't focus on variables, she doesn't look at that. I think that's what she felt and saw from me as she saw me in her containers. And I have always loved working in intensive sessions. Do you find that with your business, that there's something that you are really drawn to in your business, that you do great work, you absolutely love, you're lit up for, you're on fire for? Maybe it's one-on-one work that you love to do, private coaching, maybe it's group work, maybe it's short containers. I do really well in short bursts. So what does this mean for you? I am opening up 4 spots over the course of the summer at my cottage. It is all set up to be a private retreat. It is an oasis on the quietest lake in Ontario, where you'll see the blue heron and probably some deer. We saw a bear last summer, a tiny little bear. You're surrounded by nature in this quiet oasis, but you're only 10 minutes from town. So if you need to get into town, you can do that. I'm offering this retreat space for 5 nights. And I will work with you for 2 full days on your business. Over the course of our time together, you can expect to get crystal clear on how to use your human design to build the business that fits your life. I am so tired of having people come through my offers, through my doors, into my containers, and say, but yeah, so-and-so said I have to do it like this. So-and-so said it only works like this. And believe me, I get it, because I was in one of those so-and-so's containers for $15,000 for the year. And very quickly, I realized I am not going to be able to do this here, because everything had to be done a certain way according to his rules and his systems. And that is not the way to build your business. It's not. You absolutely can build a business that honors your design. I'm going to just walk you through a few things in my business, not to be, hey, look at me and my business, but to be like, this is possible for you. This is absolutely possible. At the time of this recording, I make just under $200,000 a year in my business. We are about to have our sixth grandchild. Our kids live close to us, geographically close to us, and we spend a lot of time with our grandkids, and that is really important to me. It is important to me to have a full life. It is important to me to have a little big life. What does that mean? It means that I want the big life. I love the marketing and the business and the writing the book and being able to travel a little bit and all of those things. And I love for it to be small enough that I can work 3 days a week when I want to, that I can take Tuesdays off for a whole season in my business because it's for a school day and my daughter is expecting her fourth child, that I can have Friday Mimi days, that I can have time at the cottage, that I can write one, possibly two books in 2026, my little big life, that I can take time to hermit as long as it takes, that I can take time to process decisions through my emotional authority, that I can create offers that I really freaking love and work with people that I really freaking love. And I don't have to be in the grind of doing things I don't want to do just to make money, or wondering when is the next sale going to come, dreading the next launch. I am not launching CBD right now. I should, and I'm putting that in air quotes, have launched it again in spring. But what we did instead was that the fall cohort that came in was a really different cohort of people than I have served before. Different than the typical content by design student. Not keeping up to the 8-week curriculum. So we stretched it out to 16 weeks. Double the time. No upsell, just double the time because that's what was needed. That's what we get to do in our business when we live our business by design. We can respond and adapt to our people and to our own lives. And then by the time I got out of that container, I was like, you know what? I'm tired. That was 16 weeks instead of 8 weeks. I'm not going to launch again. I'm not in this knee-jerk situation in my business where I have to say, oh my God, I have to launch even though I'm dreading it. What if only 3 people come in? What if only 6 people come in? None of that. No, it's not time to launch. Time for babies. We get new babies right now in our family. So I'm going to enjoy these babies, and I'm going to enjoy and be available to mamas who need help with the other ones. That's the season I'm in. Now, right now, it's starting to percolate that I'd like to do a CBD launch. So I'm thinking maybe in August, I'll get ready for that. But you really can flow within your business, within your human design. When you understand how your design works, you can honor the pulse in your circuitry. You can honor the energy that naturally flows through your design. You can honor the retreat that may be needed. You know exactly who you're speaking to because it's listed in your human design. And you can arrange your business in a way that fuels and fits your life. And that's what this offer is all about. So if you're done with the bro marketing, if you're like, okay, I'm going to surrender and I'm going to believe that I can build my business the way that I want to build it, the way that I'm designed to build it, I'm going to trust that I can take time off when I need to. I'm going to trust the message that is in my design, actually what I came here to say, then you might want to consider this offer. Of course, it's an investment. It's 5 nights on your own. I'm not staying with you. You get the whole place to yourself. 5 nights on your own at the cottage, 2 full days with me, and we are going to flush out all of the pieces of your human design, every nuance of your human design as it applies to your business. We are going to create the offers that are right for you. And we are going to craft the message that's on your soul. the thing that you came here to say. You know how personal branding right now isn't so niched? It is really about the whole person of you. How are you going to let people see you and who you are, your point of view, your perspective, why they really want to work with you? The only way that I know how to do that is by leveraging your human design, because you've been told 6 ways to Sunday that you can't do it your way. And aren't you tired? Aren't you worn out from trying to do it the way that some flipping guru who's making $1 bazillion a year and so out of touch with where you're at in your business? Aren't you tired of following that bullshit advice anymore? I hope you are. Because what it's going to take in the world that we are moving into is you being you. You being as you as you can be. And while you may think that that should be easy, it is often one of the hardest things that you can do, because you've been told for your whole life that it's wrong and that you can't do it and that nobody will buy it if you do that. And if you show people that, it's going to turn them off. Well, I say, Chuck you, Farley, let's do this our way. It's time. And if this calls to you and you are ready to build your business by design and quit fooling around, I'm really trying not to swear on this episode, and quit fooling around, and you really are someone who enjoys and needs that integration time, this may be the next investment to make in your business. Now, I'm not going to pretend that when you walk away, every single thing is going to come right into order. We are going to create the map. I am going to walk you through exactly how your energy is designed to work in your business, exactly the message that you came here to say, your core wound, the healing energy in your design, and the offers, and how to deliver those offers in a way that suits you. And then you're going to go away and you're going to do the work, and you're going to have a solid base to work from, particularly because of that integration that you're going to be doing in your alone time at the cottage. If this calls to you, reach out to me. I'm going to put my email and my Instagram in the show notes for you. Reach out to me. I am opening up 4 spaces only. At the time of this recording, it is May 11th-ish, so those spaces will go quickly. But at this moment, you have your pick of the entire summer. I will do these sessions right through from June 1st until the end of September. So if you want to talk about it, send me a message and we'll get you started.